Focus on flowers. One of Britain's most celebrated gardens, Great Dixter, is a magnificent place where one can learn and be inspired. A trip there should be on any gardener's bucket list. Although mostly now associated with Christopher Lloyd, it was actually first begun by his parents. The garden was developed over many years, first by his father and then after his father's death, by his mother, Daisy. When the Lloyds first bought the derelict farm in 1910, they set about building a large, impressive home and a garden that integrated the outbuildings with structures extending out from the home. The entire garden was 6 acres and included box and yew hedges, stone paths and walls, and semicircular steps leading down from the house to a sunk garden that was created by Nathaniel Lloyd, Christopher's father. After the father's death in 1933, Daisy took control of the garden for 4 decades. The son, Christopher, was in school, university, and the war. After the war, in 1947, he attended Horticultural College in Kent. Daisy employed 9 gardeners and grew a wonderful collection of flowers, including salvias, rudbeckias, stocks, asters, cleome, and Canterbury bells. Dixter's famous long border was originally Daisy's bed to display annuals and perennials in front of a backdrop of shrubs. Daisy and her son were totally absorbed in the garden all of their lives. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Great Dixter.